three.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because the dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling road. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear heart and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps acting like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. Who live and love in my hometown. When the snowbirds cross the Rockies and the stormy days are through, there'll be roses in the Rockies and a rainbow in the blue. For the springtime will be ringtime, and our dreams will all come true. When the snowbirds cross the Rockies, I'll be coming home.
Hi, Fuzzy. And now...
Ain't you going to ask me if I had a good time at the charitable bazaar and dance last night?
No. And now...
I danced the rumba.
You what?
You heard me. I danced the rumba.
Yes, and from behind, it was just like watching two pigs fighting in a gunny sack.
Just listen, buddy boy. You was an old Fred of Stairway yourself, you know. You ought to have seen Johnny Bond. He tried to dance the conga. He got in the conga line, and he stood there 20 minutes before he found up he was lined up for the men's voice.
Well, that sounds very, very
good. I'll tell you one thing, though, Gene. At least I didn't fall for that kissing booth racket.
What kissing booth racket are you talking about?
Well, you see, Mr. Autry is like this. They had this here beautiful gal in a booth there.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Well, for $1, you got to kiss her.
Mm-hmm.
For $2, she kissed you. And for $3, brother, for $3, you just hang on.
Sounds like a real moneymaker. How much did it cost you, bud?
Can I get an advance on next July's salary?
Oh, well.
Money ain't everything.
It's, no, it's not.
No, it can't make you happy. But I'll say one thing. It sure helps a feller to be miserable in comfort.
You ought to know. Say, by the way, getting back to the party last night, who'd you go with?
Teresa Bell Muldrew.
Oh, good. Did she look pretty?
I'll say she
was pretty. That is, all except for one little thing.
What was that?
Well, she wore one of them fancy hats.
Uh-huh.
Only this one had a bunch of hickory nuts and a real live squirrel on the top of it.
Oh, fine thing. What happened?
Well, nothing. That is, till the squirrel started grabbing the hickory nuts and storing them in Teresa Bell's mouth for the winter.
Well, just between us, I think the squirrel sounds like the only smart one of the three.
Well, I'll say one thing for him. Today, he is in better shape than I am.
You know what? After looking at you, I believe it. Incidentally, how'd you get that lump on your head?
Oh, don't touch it. That's a long story.
I bet it is. Mm. Well, what happened?
Well, sir, I just got to Teresa Bell's house, and I was putting a key in what I thought was their front door.
Uh-huh. Go on.
All of a sudden, a window on the second floor opened up, and some guy yelled out, and he said, "Go away! You're trying to get in the wrong house."
Well, I bet that went over big. What did you do?
I yelled back. I said, "Go away yourself. You're looking out the wrong window."
Hear them bells, don't you hear them bells? They's ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Hear them bells. He's ringing out the glory of the Lamb. The house are getting old and the benches them worn and the Bible them are getting hard to read. But the Spirit them there just as sure as you're born, and I got all the comfort that I need.
Hear them bells, don't you hear them bells?
He's ringing out the glory of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hear them bells, don't you hear them
bells? Ringing out the glory of the Lamb.
We work all day in the cutting and the corn till the feet and the hands are sore. Praying the gable boy to blow his horn so we won't have to work no more.
Hear them bells,
days ringing out the glory of the Lamb.
Hear them bells, don't you hear them bells?
Days ringing out the glory of the Lamb.
Thank you, fellows. That was really swell. That was the Cass County Boys and Johnny Bond. I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and keep on loving you. Though I am feeling blue, you think I can't forget you until someday you want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I want you. I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I want you. And now, since it's story time once more here at Melody Ranch, I think I'll come right on with a yarn that happens to be one of my very favorites. It's the story of Mike Connors. And it all started one fall morning quite a few years back when Johnny Bond and I rode into the frontier cattle town of Mike's Junction. Well, here we are.
Yeah. Well, let's see, Johnny. Back in Mesa Flats, Tom Harding told me to see Mike Connors. Said he owned the whole town and ran it to boot.
In that case, all I can say is it oughtn't to be too hard to find him. Just look at all them signs. Mike Connors Hotel, Connors Livery Stable and Blacksmith Shop, Connors Barber Shop.
Yeah, but over there's the sign we're looking for. Mike Connors Incorporated. Come on, let's tie up and pay him a visit.
Right.
Well, cross your fingers.
I'm way ahead of you. Go ahead and knock.
Okay.
Come in!
Howdy, ma'am.
Well, what do you want?
Well, we wanted to see Mike Connors. Do you expect him back soon?
He ain't been here, and he won't be here. I'm Mike Connors.
Oh. Well, we kind of thought Mike Connors would be a man.
Well, he ain't. And now that you know different, what are you here for?
Well, you see, ma'am, it's like this. Me and my partner rode over here looking for a good town to put on a rodeo.
Okay. Your face looks honest. Give me the dates you want, a list of the events, use your own money to promote it, and I'll take 20% of the net profits.
Well, that's a good deal for you. But what do you do for the 20% that you get?
Nothing. That's just for letting you come in here and use my town. Take it or leave it.
Okay. Since you put it that way, I'll take it. And that was Mike Connors. She was as tough as a two-bit T-bone. Yet underneath, there was something mighty plain and likable about her. She ruled her town with an iron hand. But she was fair, and everybody liked her for it. Anyway, the following week, Johnny and I started making stock arrangements, figuring the prize money, checking the entry list, and keeping busy in general. Mike cooperated in every way, but always she kept that hard-boiled attitude. That is, she did until one morning about a week later when Johnny and I just happened to drop by her office.
Well, good morning, Mike.
Oh, hi, boys.
Well, what's the matter, ma'am? You don't look so good this morning.
Oh, I don't feel so good, son. Here, Gene, read this telegram.
What's it say, Gene? What's it say?
Arriving next Saturday. Can't wait to see you, your loving daughter, Ruth. Well, hey, that sounds like good news, Mike.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, all right, but it ain't. You see, Gene, it's just that, well, Ruthie's been in one of them there fancy schools back east ever since I come west and started this boom town. And anyway, she's a lady, and, well, she thinks I'm a lady, too, instead of the rough, tough old buckskin buzzard I am.
So what? That still doesn't say you're not a lady.
Well, maybe and maybe not, but don't you see, I just can't take that chance.
Now, look here, Mike. I think you're adding this thing up all wrong. Besides, you may fool a lot of people with that tough shell, but you don't fool me.
Say, that's it, Gene. That's it.
What are you talking about?
Why, that tough shell. We're going to get rid of it. Yes, sir. Beginning right now, I'm going to be a lady.
Oh, no, not that.
But Mike.
But Mike, look. From here on out, I'll wear satins and laces and
evening, Mrs. Connors.
Who? Oh, now, wait a minute, boys. Let's not go carrying this thing to extremes. My name's still Mike.
Not anymore, it isn't. From now, it's Mrs. Connors. In spite of the fact that you're still an old biddy.
I'm a what?
You heard me.
Why, you don't you stand there and call me an old biddy, Jean Audrey.
Now, remember, you're a lady.
Lady nothing. I'm...
Well, now, that's...
I'm sorry.
That's... Now then, since you've decided to be a lady, Johnny and I moved around town today and made a few plans.
Oh, what kind of plans?
Well, for one thing, I sort of told a few of the boys to expect a change.
You what?
Now, don't go getting all excited again.
You're the one that's getting excited, and stop telling me what to do. I can take care of my own reputation, Gene Autry. What's more, I'll thank
you.
No.
Remember, you're a lady. Well, sir, every spare minute Johnny and I had for the next 2 days went toward making Mike Connors look and act like a lady. And believe me, tough.
Anyway, finally, Saturday rolled around. So, at exactly 10:30, Mike, Johnny, and I went down to the station to meet her daughter.
How do I look? Is my hat on straight?
Yes, your hat's on straight. Now, stop shaking. Get a smile on your face. People are starting to get off the train now.
Yeah. Here comes some of them now. I wonder what you... Will you get a load of that blonde?
That's her! That's her! Ruth! Ruth, honey, here I am!
Wonderful to see you.
Bless your heart, Ruthie, honey. You're a sight for sore eyes. I declare, darn if you ain't. I mean, aren't a grown woman.
And you're just as beautiful as ever.
Oh, no, you didn't have to say that. Oh, by the way, honey, this is Jean Autry and Johnny Bond. They're both good friends of mine.
How do you do?
Nice to know you, boys.
The buckboard's right over here, honey. Take the back road home, Jean. It's shorter.
Oh, please, Mother. Let's go right through town. I want to see this place you call Mike's Junction.
Why, sure thing, Miss Ruth. Right through town it is.
But, Jean, I said the back way.
Remember?
Remember? Remember what, Mother?
Oh, nothing, Miss Ruth. Nothing at all. Well, here it is, the main street of Mike's Junction.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love it.
Hey, Jean, I got an idea. Why don't we pull up in front of Casey's General Store for a second? Everybody in town's anxious to get a look at Mrs. Connor's daughter.
Well, that's a good idea, Johnny.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, yes, please do.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Connor. It's too late. Oh, all right. Oh.
I'll get even with you, Jean Autry, if it's the last thing I do.
Well, Mother Connors, it's good to see you in town for a change.
Mother Connors, why, you low-down ornery... I mean, thank you, Hank. So,
this is your daughter. We've been anxious to meet you, Miss.
Well, thank you. You're all very nice.
Oh, we just wanted to drop by for a minute, boys. We'll see you later.
Right, Jean. Nice to meet you, Miss Ruth. Goodbye, Mother Connors.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, I could see the fire burning in Mike's eyes as he drove away. Matter of fact, any minute I expected her hot temper to blow right up and spoil everything. And you know something? I was right.
Mike! Jeez! Johnny! Guess what?
Wait a minute!
What in tarnation's the idea of breaking into my home like a tornado, you young idiot?
Somebody just broke into your business office, Mike, and blowed your safe wide open.
What? Why, the no-good, mealy, dirty, rotten thief! Get my gun, somebody. I'll blast that critter so hard.
Sir, what are you saying?
Yeah, what am I saying? I'll see you later.
As the door closed behind her mother, Miss Ruth just stared at me with a mighty suspicious gleam in her eye. Finally, she said...
Well?
Well, what?
Don't you think somebody owes me an explanation?
I'm not sure I know what you mean, Miss Ruth.
Oh, yes, you do, Jean Autry. You know what I mean, all right. That man breaking through the door and calling Mother Mike. And the language she used. And what's this about grabbing her guns and blowing somebody sky high?
Do you really want to know?
Oh, I most certainly do.
Well, we've been helping your mother stage a big act for your benefit.
What?
That's right. You see, Miss Ruth, when we first heard that you were coming to Mike's Junction, your mother... And so that's the whole story. You mad? Oh,
and to think that she thought I wouldn't like her that way.
Well, what do you think?
I think Mike Connors is the most wonderful mother in the world. And when she gets back, I'm going to tell her so.
Well, that's that. Everything was there, not even a single dollar missing.
Well, good, Mike. I'm glad to hear it.
I beg your pardon, Jean Autry. What do you call me?
Mike? Why?
For your information, the name is Mrs. Connors. Or had you forgotten?
Jean's forgotten, Mother. And so can you, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what do you mean, honey?
I mean that I'm the proudest daughter in the world of my gun-toting, hard-talking, hot-tempered, wonderful mother.
Oh, then you know about me?
Of course I do. And I love you more than ever.
Oh, Ruthie, honey. I don't know what to say. Ain't had a good cry like this for years.
In that case, now's as good a time as any, Mike. Here. You can even use my shoulder.
You know, Gene Autry, if you was my age, I...
Remember, you're a lady.
Beautiful night, isn't it, Gene?
Sure is, Miss Ruth.
Now that the rodeo's over, I suppose you'll be leaving town, won't you?
Yeah, suppose so.
Tell me, Gene, don't cowboys like you... Well, don't you ever stay in one place?
Well, that depends.
On what?
Oh, lots of things.
Like a girl, for instance?
Sometimes.
Well?
I'll tell you. The western mist and you, dear. Oh, what a dream would be. A cozy little cottage beside the western sea. And who knows, someday maybe our dreams will all come true. A cradle and a baby, the western nest and you. Back in the saddle again. I'll wear a